John Perlman on 702, 3 to 6 p.m.
Right, let's get back to our conversation. Let me first reintroduce our guest, Dr. Monique Pedery, a registered dietitian who consults to the South African Avocado Growers Association. Dr. Pedery, I started off by asking you, how do you determine the health benefits of a particular food? And in this particular case of avocados, is it to do with quantity? How is it determined?
I would say it's to do with quality more than anything. So yes. Hello and thanks so much for having me. Have you ever heard of the concept nutrient density, John?
I haven't, but I'm looking forward to you telling me all about it.
Well, think of it this way. Foods like avocados are packed with nutrients. They're very densely packed with nutrients. And that's generally how we define them in terms of quality. They have loads of heart-healthy fats, great for heart health. They keep you feeling fuller for longer because of these healthy fats and fibers. And then lots of other goodies and nutrients like vitamin K and biotin, a type of B vitamin. So that's how we define a good quality food based on how nutrient dense it is.
So in terms of the way I suppose I'm just speaking for myself, but I doubt I'm alone in this. People sometimes take a really healthy food and then say, okay, this is really healthy. So, you know, and then they double the order of fries. I'm slightly crudifying it, but do healthy foods need to be eaten, like avocados, need to be eaten with other healthy foods? Or has that got nothing to do with the value that it provides you?
No, absolutely. I like the way you're thinking. It's about balance. And that's why as dietitians, we always promote a healthy and balanced diet. The two together, healthy, balanced, and varied, actually, because then you're getting a mix of nutrients all the time. For example, if you enjoy some avo, you're getting those heart healthy fats. They're called monounsaturated fats. And then if you pair that with some eggs, you're getting the protein that goes with
right.
it. So pairing your foods throughout the course of the day and keeping it this balanced mix of healthy foods is really the way you want to go.
There's a really interesting thing that was shared with me earlier, Dr. Pedery, and it says avos can play a role in weight management, and it talks about a feeling of fullness. Tell us a little bit more about that. I mean, I always thought that, you know, giving yourself a feeling of fullness has got a lot to do with how fast you eat, that if you eat at a reasonable and measured pace, you're more likely able to balance properly the extent to have a clearer sense of how full you are. But tell us a little bit about that feeling of fullness that you get from avocados.
No, you spot on. Eating slowly is one way to do that. But how avos help us feel a little bit fuller is because of these fats. Compared to carbs and protein, fats actually sit in our tummies for longer. So you're a little bit more satisfied. And also just that mouthfeel. I mean, who can not enjoy the luxurious taste of an avo? So the two of those together help with that feeling of fullness. And that is where the research is showing that avos can play a role in weight management. As much as it is in healthy fat, we absolutely need to control our fat portion.
Right.
We also know that feeling of fullness can make a difference and help us in keeping the pounds in check.
Interesting. Johnny's calling from Centurion. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon to you. My question is, how do you preserve avos for the long run? I mean, there's only me and my wife, and you get these specials for so much.
Yes.
And we can't keep it all in one go. And what's the best way to preserve that? All those avos that we're going to cut up.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Johnny. I don't know, Dr. Pedery, that's not exactly in your wheelhouse, but maybe you've got some tips on that. And then if you're unable to help, we get other listeners to join in.
So I know what I do. Like you say, you get these lovely specials where you get bulk. Once they're nice and ripe, I mash them up with a little bit of lemon juice, and then I pop them into, like an ice and tray, and make little blocks like that. And you can just take those out when you need it and defrost and use them as guac. That's a really good way to do it.
Yeah. Anyone else with tips on how to look after avos, particularly when you've bought them in bulk? And just finally, you spoke about gut health. Say briefly, if you can, Dr. Pedery, a little bit more about that and avocados in relation to that. Firstly, what are we aiming at? And secondly, how does this fruit help?
It's really been so trendy, especially since COVID hit, where mental health became such a role, and then that link between the gut and the brain became such an important talking point. I mean, almost every certain patient that I'm working with comes to me with some sort of gut health troubles. So while we know avos are great for gut health is that they are source of fiber, and we get different types of fibers. Think of fibers like a broom that would sweep your gut clean.
Right.
And the type of fibers that are in avos can do that. So a healthy, moving gut means that your gut is healthy. And if there's this interconnection between the gut and the brain, they call it the gut-brain axis, how one talks to the other all the time. So we know that this connection is taking place in the body. So a healthy gut then can lead to a healthy mind.
Thanks so much, Dr. Monique Pedery, registered dietitian, and she's a consultant to the South African Avocado Growers Association. Green-skinned and dark-skinned avos are available in South Africa almost all year round and are delicious, nutritious, and good value for money. Simply adding an avo to your pantry staples or leftovers, or by slicing, dicing, or mashing avos as a topping takes your meal to another culinary level. So, no matter what you're planning for your next meal, always add an avo. Remember that green-skinned avos remain green when ripe, while dark-skinned avos turn purple-black when ready to eat. For more tips and more information, visit avocado.co.za. And if you've got any questions, by the way, about this fruit, its nutritional value, how to look after your avos and all those other related things, well, just drop us a note on the usual lines. It's